Good morning. November 29th, 6:39 a.m. It's cold out here this morning. I'm freezing. Hands are cold, nose is cold. I'm wearing my jacket, my heavy sweater. My body's cold. I'm trying to walk faster to keep enough body heat moving. That's not working. I'll be home in 20 minutes. It'll be okay. So, yesterday morning, I was out and about running errands, and what I did was stop by my local Lowe's and got a plank to make my desk out of. Now, I had several ideas in mind, and then went to Lowe's to find out what, if anything, I could get there that would be easy to work with, require a minimum amount of actual manipulation in order to use. And I came up with a design that involves one pine stair tread, 36 inches long, it's a foot and something wide, inch and a quarter thick, so it's got a lot of heft to it. It's a heavy piece of wood. And I put a furring strip on the bottom as a lip, and put a couple of little runners to bracket the handles off my treadmill. Sorry. And then held it on with a bungee strip. I got a flat bungee cord. And it went together really slick. And it fit perfectly. I was totally shocked how well it worked. So there's pictures of it on solarclipper.com. You can see what I did. I took pictures of the before and after, and some detailed shots of how I attached the bungee cord to hook eyes. So if we want to use the treadmill as a regular treadmill, taking the desk off is, unhook unhook the bungee, and it just slides off the front. So yeah. I have my walking desk. I used it for about 15 minutes yesterday and cranked out 100 words or so while I was trying to get used to the motion of walking and typing. It's really mindless, the walking part. I really didn't have a lot of adjustment to make other than trying to keep my thumbs from hitting the trackpad on the keyboard. So I might do something totally rash, particularly when I get my new flat screen monitor for Christmas, and replace the laptop with a component computer and put the CPU on the floor and put the ergonomic keyboard on the desk itself so there's no touchpad to flick and get thrown off. I have that problem sitting still too. It's not anything that's peculiar to walking. It's just that my thumbs are in a different place when I'm walking. The height is perfect, and I noticed even in a few minutes that I was doing it that the strain on my tendons was considerably less. Although after about 10 minutes of walking, I did notice that my hip was beginning to get a little bit sore. So once I noticed that, I knocked it off. Figure out, I'll ease in. I'll do it while it's comfortable, and if it begins to hurt, I'll change positions. We'll see how this all goes. It's still close enough to the wireless hub that I'm able to connect to the network, which is handy for things like Gmailing myself documents I'm trying to get Dropbox installed on it. I need to do that too. And then all I have to do is work in Dropbox, and I'll have whatever I need in my Dropbox account. So that'll work out pretty well. So today and tomorrow, that's all I've got to write. Going to work today. I've got the stand-up desk. I've got the sit-down desk. I've got food, coffee. I don't have any chores outside the house that I need to do today, I don't think, other than karate class tonight for the kids. I'll be ready for a break by then. I slept until 6 almost this morning, so I had a good night's sleep last night, and I'm looking forward to a very productive day today. I hope it actually comes true. This is the time where I need to pull out some of that Lowell reputation and actually make it work for me. The nice thing about standing up and walking while I'm writing is that it's impossible to fall asleep. The tendency that I have to nod off in my nice, not really all that comfortable chair, gets pretty much subverted by the notion that I have to keep walking in order to stay where I am. I do wear there's a little safety clip. You put the clip on and it's attached to a lanyard that's attached to a magnet that is actually the power switch for the unit. So you can't, it won't run without the magnet in place. So if anything tragic happens, like I fall down or I catch a toe or whatever, the magnet automatically gets yanked off the unit. That's pretty handy. Oh, I haven't had my coffee. A little bit of juice this morning. I'm feeling a bit muck-mouthed and dehydrated. I'm sure the coffee won't help with the dehydration, but it should help with the muck-mouth. So 2 more days in NaNoWriMo. I can stop beating myself over that. But I will have to start getting into a regular writing habit. I've also got a bunch of recording that I've got to do. There's the stories that I need to do for Starship Sofa. I actually committed to do a short novel for one of my friends. I'd like to get that recorded and get that out. Guys, I'm waiting for weeks for that. I have to get that taken care of. Horses in the neighbor's paddock. I haven't seen that in a while. It's early in the day. And I do have to get home by 7 o'clock so I can start waking people up. I should just about make it. I have 20 minutes. This usually takes about 17, 18 minutes in this direction to record on the walk. Should make it in time. I am finally getting warm. My fingers are still cold, but even in my gloves. They're not painful, which is what they were before. So, coming up on year end, something to look ahead to. January will be 5 years, be my 5th anniversary since I sat down to write. So much has happened in 5 years, I never would have expected it. I don't want to get too far down that road, but it's certainly something that I'm thinking about already. It always feels so quiet when I get off that big, long, straight stretch of main thoroughfare for the city. That's one of the main arteries, east and west. It's always noisy. I think in part because it's so open. It's very wide. It's a four-lane street, and it has very wide shoulders, big sidewalks on either side of it. And it's very, very much like a canyon in a way. And all the sound just echoes down the canyon. Ah. So yeah, I'm playing games with Chanice again. I took the netbook with me last night to type while my daughter was undergoing really Children's Corral, and managed to pull in about 1,000 words last night. I think I got 1,100 altogether yesterday. So that was progress. It's not quite as much as I had hoped. By the time I got the running around down in the morning and the desk built, I was down to a very short period of time before I had to go pick up kids from school, and I worked on a few of the household chores during that time instead of writing. I did test the desk. I walked about 10 minutes, and it started to work on my hip, so I stopped. The last thing I need is a repetitive stress injury there. So, Tanis is becoming more of a healer. She's in the Northlands, in an area that very much resembles Alaska, and I'm looking forward to playing some games with the climate as a factor. So we tend not to think of climate as that much of a factor. So we have such ease of shelter, mostly. Most of us, homeless people of course don't. But, there's a couple of little surprises ahead that I've sort of built into my thinking. I'm looking forward to seeing how they actually play out. And eventually, Tanith will, I think, catch up with Gertie Pinecrest in this book and have an opportunity to at least talk with her. I don't really know what's going to happen when she meets her. Honestly, I don't. It's one of those, okay, this is where she's going. I was listening to an interview of N.K. Jemisin that Moses Syrgard did for Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing the other day. She was describing her book as moving the MacGuffin of power to the place of power and as being the general quest statement for an epic fantasy, which I think is probably true. We have the MacGuffin of power moving to the place of power, place of leverage, the location of application. And that's really Tanith, is really following through on this kind of epic journey. The question is, what exactly is this MacGuffin of power? And where is this place? It's quite a pretty morning. Breeze has come up. You can tell because the wind is throwing the heated vapor of my breath sideways. Before it was straight out in front of me and I was walking into it. Somebody's got a wood stove on. I'm looking forward to my coffee, I'll tell you that right now. A nice cup of coffee and a bagel would go nicely. Very, very nicely. It's quite beautiful. I said that. It's cold. Sky is not perfectly clear, but it's right overhead for 20, 40, 50 degrees around overhead, very clear. It's a little bit of cloudiness off to the east. Sun is not yet over the horizon, but its arrival is, I think, pretty much imminent. Imminent. Eminent too, probably, but all right, I made it again around the corner, and here I am one more time at the back gate, reminding you to tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day.